Governor, this week talking to some folks about getting broadband throughout rural Missouri and helping the schools.
Yes, I had a meeting with Governor this week concerning trying to get high-speed internet and broadband to our rural schools. This has been a huge concern and big problem for many of our rural schools in my 8-county district is how do they stay up with technology and software when they don't have good internet access. So I was excited to work with the Governor on this program in order to bring that high-speed internet to rural Missouri.
How easy or difficult a task should this prove to be?
This was definitely not an easy task. This is something that we've been working on for quite some time. In fact, there's another program called Connect America, which is trying to bring high-speed internet to our rural communities, not just our schools, but individual houses as well as businesses. And hopefully we see this as a tack on to that. It hasn't been an easy process, but it's something that we definitely need to have in our rural schools in order to keep them up with what's going on in the rest of the state and the rest of the world.
A bill that was on the floor this week deals with electrical contractors, and moreover, I believe they're training and I think making it a little easier for folks to be able to access those contractors when they need them.
Yes, Senate Bill 240 is one that I definitely support. Currently, many cities and towns and counties make their electrical contractors that want to come into that city or town take a electrical contractor test. And these tests are many times different. And so if you live in one town, let's say you live in Warrensburg, and you want to be an electrician in, say, another town of Sedalia. Well, if Sedalia has an electrical contractor test, then that electrical contractor has to take a test in both of those towns to be able to serve those communities. And when you have electrical contractor that may work in 5 different counties and operate in 30 different towns, and each town has their own separate electrical contractor test, that can be really burdensome for that electrician and that electrical company. All the Senate Bill 240 does is provide a statewide testing. And so if an electrical contractor passed the statewide test, then that would meet the requirement for a test in any of those communities that they're performing their services in.
A rather unique situation.
Yes, you know, being a certified public accountant, we have a statewide CPA test and through the Missouri State Board of Accountancy. So as a CPA, I can go practice and be a CPA, not only all over Missouri, but all over the United States. And this would provide that same type of setup for electrical contractors where they pass the statewide test. And then that would meet any requirement that any of those cities or towns across Missouri have. It would also help them as far as fees. I can't imagine being a bigger electrical contractor and having to pay a fee for all my employees to take tests in every different community that they were in. This just seems to make sense and will be one less burden that our electrical contractors and electricians would have to have as far as taking multiple tests. In this bill, they would only have to take one.